Welcome to Shomach Shalom and the Daf, Shir Spanser, Lui Nishma, Sarbiak HaShalom, and Lea Basitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Kovyud. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings a story that happened in Neresh, that there was this girl that was married underage, and when they put her in Chuppah, when she was an adult, somebody else came and kidnapped her and took her to marry her. And the Gemara says that she did not need to require any get from the second husband, because this was nothing at all. And the Gemara wants to prove from here that she became a full-fledged wife of the first husband. The Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe she's not the wife of the first husband. But the reason we took her out from the second husband is because who also shaloi kehoigen? Lefika chasu boi shaloi kehoigen. He acted improperly, and therefore they acted with him improperly. Meaning, sometimes Chazal came and decided to punish somebody, not in the regular ways. Now, even though pi halacha, this is not the result that needs to happen. But Chazal will change it only because this person acted improperly, so he gets a judgment, he gets a punishment, which is an improper halacha. The Meir Nisi points out that we find a very similar Gemara just three blad ago in the Kuzayin Amud Beis, with a story with Pishar and Hagomel. The Gemara there says, how did the miyun work, not in front of him and after she was married? According to Beit Shammai, their hold, the miyun can be done only before of and only before she's married. So the Gemara answers that he who did b'midu kfusho, he acted in the wrong way, l'fikach madudulo b'midu kfusho. They acted with him also in the wrong way. And as we're down, some of the Achronim point out, what the Gemara tells us about Bekamo, called a mishane u'ba'ache v'shine boy potter. When a person acted improperly and then someone else acted improperly to him, so we don't punish the second one, even though pi halacha, this was improper. Now, what is the idea behind this? The Chazal punished somebody improperly. One could say it's a knas, it's a midah keneged midah. But in Sefer Ma'aseh Hashem, Rav Elazar Ashkenazi, brings a different explanation. He says the reason why Chazal punished somebody shelo kehoigen when he acted shelo kehoigen is in order to advertise and point out that he acted shelo kehoigen. The fact that he's getting a punishment shelo kehoigen shows that he acted shelo kehoigen. And that's the reason Chazal do it, to show what he did wrong. And with this, he explains a beautiful idea. What's the pshat when Am Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? So Akash Bol tells Am Yisrael to go and borrow items from the neighbors, the men from the men, the woman from the woman, borrow items when they're going to the way. Seemingly, it was a lie. They went to their neighbors, Am Yisrael, and told them, we want to borrow some of your clothing, meaning we want to return it back. And they never returned it back. That was the taina many generations later that the Mitzrayim had against Am Yisrael. They borrowed something, they lied about it, and didn't return it. What's pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that? Am Yisrael are going to be zoiche with oitzris, with money, with jewelry, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them whatever they want. He dafka needs to go and trick the Mitzrayim and borrow from them items in a tricky way. What's the point? So says the Ma'aseh Hashem, the same idea the Argmar is saying. The Mitzrayim acted improperly with Am Yisrael, and they tricked them as well. They told them perach in a soft way to come work, to come join the forces, the even power is going to work. They tricked Am Yisrael to become slaves to the Mitzrayim. And then they caused so much suffering to Am Yisrael. So they acted shelo kehoigen. That's how we act with them shelo kehoigen, to advertise and to show and to demonstrate how bad they acted. In order to come and point out their bad deeds, we do shelo kehoigen as well, because that's the idea of who asa shelo kehoigen, the reason we act improperly with a person is to come and show what actions he did wrong. And this is what happened there in Metzias Mitzrayim. That's the pshat of the Ma'aseh Hashem. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.